the weight of this world, and I know that you can give me rest. So I cry out with all that I have left. Let me see redemption win. Let me know the struggle ends, that you can mend a heart that's frail.
Take away. our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. I decided long ago never to walk in anyone's shadows. If I fail, if I succeed, at least I live as I believe. No matter what they take from me, they can't take away my dignity. Because of greatness, love of all.
can be. You raise me up to more than I can be.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to the Hope Show this week. Thank you all for joining me, and I hope each and every one of you have had a very blessed week. As all of you are aware, my show is about giving hope, having faith, receiving and giving forgiveness, loving one another, accepting grace even when we don't deserve it. The Hope Show is about gaining knowledge, and hopefully after each show, you will have some newly acquired tools to better able you to tackle whatever is going on in your daily lives. The Hope Show is about being a positive pebble in the pond to everyone you meet. It is about being fruitful in your life, right where you are, right now. It's about keeping a positive attitude, even during your trials and tribulations. The Hope Show meets you right where you are in your life, right now. And it is my wish that it helps to encourage you, give you confidence, strengthens you, comforts you, and gives you a boost during those circumstances that are beyond our control. The Hope Show is meant to be a show that will encourage you to stop and think about your life. It is meant to encourage you to think of the big picture, not just where you're at right now, but beyond that, beyond your cares and your worries, beyond whatever circumstance you are in the middle of right now. I want to try to discourage you from living in your past and staying rooted there. It is not healthy to constantly be living in the past and dealing with all of those what-ifs. But instead, all of us should keep pressing forward, striving to fight the good fight. We need to be thinking about leaving a legacy for people to remember us by, long after we're gone. That's, you know, our children, when we pass, you know, our children will still be there, and then later our grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and we need to think beyond just our own life and think about what we are going to leave behind as our legacy to those that we love. We need to build a legacy on our good deeds, and by our general nature, by how we did our part, by our reactions and our actions. The Hope Show is meant to help you find peace and joy in your life. I want you to experience the calmness and love that surpasses all understanding. The goal is for all of us to lift one another up, encourage one another, and love one another. Remember, from the very beginning, when the Hope Show was first born, my motto has always been, not what I can do for myself, but how I can be of service to someone else. Today's message, we're going to be revisiting what love means. After today's show is aired, you'll be able to listen to the entire show on the podcast at your convenience. Just go to www.shazizradio.com, click on the upper right-hand corner either on Hosts or Podcasts, and it will get you to the same place. Then scroll down to Hope by Beverly and click on the date that you wish to listen to. I would also like to mention that for you Facebook people, I have a Hope page on Facebook as well. It can be found by looking up Hope. That's capital H, O-P-E, exclamation mark. Capital H, O-P-E, exclamation mark. It will have a blue icon with a white dove on it. Click on that if you wish to join my Hope group. Love is such a huge part of our lives. Don't you all agree with that? Somebody said, what's love got to do with it? Everything, folks. Everything. Love has everything to do with it. Love is vitally important. It is what makes the world go round. It's the cornerstone which holds up society. But love first has to start with us. In order to be able to love others, we must first love ourselves. If we lack love, self-confidence, self-esteem, or self-respect, we will hardly be of any use to anyone else. Why is it so important to love ourselves and love each other? Self-love starts by giving love, attention, and care to ourselves. Love is meant to be shared by all. Once you learn how to love yourself, then love is meant to be freely given away to others and shared amongst your fellow brothers and sisters. The flow of love and self-love is a continual giving and receiving. But why? Why do we have to love ourselves first, do you think? It must start with ourselves because we are ultimately responsible for our own actions, choices, and the outcome of those choices and actions. We cannot give to someone else that which we do not have ourselves. Likewise, we can't get from someone else what he or she does not have either. It is important to remember where our inner power comes from. The more we are able to give love to ourselves, to be filled with this love, then we are able to pour out that love onto others. Loving yourself also teaches you to set boundaries for yourself and others. It teaches us to say no to others when we have a healthy self-love so that others will not be able to walk all over us. How many of my listening audience out there today has a problem with saying no? Do you feel like a doormat? Stand up for yourselves, folks. If you don't stand up for yourself, no one else is going to. And that comes with having a healthy self-love, to know when enough is enough, and just say no and say, I'm sorry, but I just can't do that. The next time you feel as if you're being taken advantage of, or you're too soft-hearted to speak up for yourself, just say no to someone. Ask yourself this question. If I truly loved myself, what would I do? Would I be doing this? Would I put up with all this nonsense if I really loved myself? Would I stand up for what I believe or how I feel and just say no to someone? Ask yourself, is there any better way that I can take care of myself in this very moment so that I can have more to give instead of less? Self-love isn't all about me, 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 but it does start with me, so that we can one day build a stronger we. Let me say that again. Self-love is not all about me, 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 but it starts with me so that we can build a stronger we. I like that. Self-love is the foundation of a happy and full life, but it's not the full expression of love, because the full expression of love comes when we give love away freely and lose nothing by giving it but gain very much. How many of you out there today are feeling down on yourselves? There's probably a lot of people out in this world today that are feeling down on themselves, and you know, some of it's just our society, and some of us have had a loss in the family, or maybe a relationship breakup, or a loss of a job, or you know, there's just so many things out there in this world that will trip you up. You know, you just can't name one thing. So there are many things that people feel down about. Maybe you're thinking to yourself, I don't feel very good about myself right now. How many of you spend many days just putting a smile on your face and exhibiting a calm behavior when asked, how's your day? And you cheerfully say, I'm okay, and you? But that is only a mask that you wear for the public, when on the inside you feel in complete turmoil, out of control, overwhelming sadness, perhaps anger at the whole world. To be honest with you, I've had those days, that it is easier to wear the mask than to be truthful with someone. Some days, you just don't have the energy or the strength to spill the beans about what's really going on in your mind. Some people ask you how you feel out of politeness or just trying to strike up a conversation. Chances are, these people may not be truly interested in hearing the truth. Yet there are a lot of people who ask you this in true sincerity. And I believe that, you know, when you're speaking to someone, you can discern whether they are speaking from their heart and they really care and they really want to know, or if they're just trying to make polite conversation. But these people with true sincerity, they really do want to know how you feel. Appearances are not always what they appear to be. But we must learn to tune in to such things, to have discernment with other human beings. You never know how you will impact someone's life one day, or each and every day. I mean, we always impact somebody's life in some way. Most of the time, we just don't know it. But each and every day, all day long, every one of us has that opportunity to help one another, lift someone up spiritually, witness to them about life. Are we making the most of our opportunities, or are we letting those opportunities slip right through our fingers? Are we too busy with our own lives to even see the opportunities when they arise? Where are you at in your life right now? Are you at a place in your life where you do love yourself and giving that love freely to others? Or are you that person struggling with loving yourself and you just feel depleted? You feel as if you have nothing left to give for yourself or to even anyone else. No matter where you are at in your life right now, it is my belief that our Lord and Savior is the great lover of the unlovely, the great healer. He befriends the lonely. He gives beauty to the ashes. He is always with the least of these, and He will never forsake us. We need to stop obsessing about negative things, such as how we look, or how or what other people will think of us, how much or how little money we have, or the material objects that we can, as many of those as we can, you know, get through our lives, you know. We just need to stop obsessing about these things. We need to be more concerned about our well-being, our happiness, love, peace, and joy, and that of our fellow brothers and sisters as well. Instead of tearing each other down and hurting one another with our tongue, why not refrain from all that and do good? Do the right thing. Love, honor, encourage, lift up, respect, and never leave one soul behind to fend for themselves. Maybe some of us need to forgive ourselves of past mistakes. Ask forgiveness of someone, or even to forgive someone else. We need to think of ourselves worthy of all good things. I'm going to go ahead and take another short break right now and play you a couple tunes, and I'll be right back.
Some say love, it is a river that drowns the tender reed. Some say love, it is a razor that leaves your soul to bleed. Some say love, afraid of breaking.
Welcome back, listeners. Thank you all for joining me today. If you're just tuning in today, I'm revisiting what love means. I think that is so important in today's age, and so I thought it was worth revisiting that topic once again. After the show has aired, it will be uploaded to my podcast page on www.shazizradio.com. If you would also be interested in joining my Hope group on Facebook, look up Hope, capital H-O-P-E, exclamation mark. Capital H-O-P-E, exclamation mark. It has a blue icon with a white dove on it. I encourage all my listeners to visit my podcast page on Shaziz Radio as well. Leave me some comments of what topics you would like for me to discuss in the upcoming Hope shows. I would love to hear from you, and I'd love to get your input. All ideas and suggestions will be considered. It is so important that we humans have a healthy outlook on life and about ourselves. Later on in the show, approximately at the end of my show, approximately between 11:20 and 11:30, we'll just see how far along I get with my show. But later on in my show, I'm going to open the lines up and invite all of you to call in to me, and I'll give you a little bit more information on that a little bit later on throughout my show. But I would really like for all of you to call in and talk with me. I'm going to have my husband Shaziz out here with me co-hosting, and I think it'll be a fun time. I think it'll be a very informational time, and so I'll be speaking more about that a little bit later on as we go on through the show, but I just did want to mention that right now so that let you know that's coming up. And if you want to call in, it'll be on Shaziz's Skype address. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and go on with the show for now, and like I said, I'll give you some more information on that a little bit later. Our love for ourselves and our others, the self-esteem, self-confidence, and self-respect, that's what keeps us moving forward. That's what keeps us pressing on and never giving up. If we don't have these things in our life, then we'll not be able to build healthy relationships with others. We will find ourselves stuck with a woe-is-me attitude. No one wants to be in the company of someone with a bad attitude. No one wants to be in the company with someone who constantly has a negative attitude, or someone who is continually having a pity party, or an angry person. No one wants to be in the company of these people. Not for very long. You know, we all have bouts of these things, and we all have those feelings from time to time, but, you know, I'm saying that most people don't want to be around these people who are like this all the time. There are some things we have to figure out for ourselves, though. Finding love, happiness, peace, and joy are some of these things that no one else can do for us. If we are struggling with inward issues, and we appear stuck in our lives, if we appear stuck in our circumstances, then perhaps it is time to check ourselves, folks. Be realistic about the direction your life has taken. Perhaps we need to find a new focus, a new direction, a new goal. Perhaps we need to get rid of some old baggage that we've been carting around for way too many years. Maybe something from your past is setting you back from your bright future. You can't always change your circumstances or the people around you, but you can certainly change your response. And, you know, this kind of hits home for me right at the moment, because there are some things in my life that are somewhat beyond my circumstances, beyond my control. You know, I'm having a hard time with a few things right now in my own life, with my mind, you know, my thoughts. And, you know, the last few weeks I've had some things weighing on my mind, and it wasn't, you know, it's not something that I want to think about. It's not something I want to dwell on. I find that it just robs my peace of mind, and you know, after a few weeks of this, you know, I'm thinking to myself, something has to change, you know. And at this point, it's not likely that that situation will change. But I have to find somewhere a compromise, I suppose. I have to find a way of dealing with what is going on with the circumstances. And so, you know, I've just come to the conclusion that if circumstances are not going to change right away, that I'm going to have to change my response to them. You know, because if you let things bother you, and you let things rob you of your peace and your joy, it's not healthy for you. And so, and what good does that really do? It's not serving any purpose other than to rob your joy and your peace. And I just choose not to live like that anymore. I spent too many years living like that, and I refuse to live like that in the last half of my life. And so some things that I've been dealing with in the last few weeks, I am having to learn right now to set myself apart from certain things, ignore certain things, turn the other cheek, and, you know, find my happy place, find my place of peace and joy, and just not allow anything in my life right now to rob me of that. And so I think, you know, there comes a time that each and every one of us has to come to that point. You know, there has to be a breaking point within ourselves that we say, enough is enough. Okay, if I can't change that circumstance or that situation, then I have to change my response to it. So perhaps we need to find a new focus or a new direction, a new goal. Perhaps we need to get rid of old baggage that we've been carting around for too many years, as I've said. Maybe something from your past is setting you back from your bright future. You can't always change your circumstances, as I said a few moments ago, or the people around you, but you can certainly change your response, and that's where I'm at right now. You can change how you view things, how you react to things, how you choose to respond differently to how you have been dealing with certain issues in your life. You can choose to be positive. The choices are all up to you. I am not exempt from the wars that rage in our mind. Controlling my mind and my mouth, my attitude, what I choose to think about, and what I choose to participate in and not participate in, are constant conscious choices that I make each and every day. Some days I'm more successful than others. It takes a lot of self-awareness, discipline, love, forgiveness, prayer, and patience to not let evil prevail in your life. My mind entertains the negative, and I have to tell myself, no. Satan, get behind me. I do not serve you. I serve the Lord. You know, and I have to repeat this over and over again some days. I slip. I fall. To err is human. But I don't allow myself to focus in on those flaws. You know, I spent too many years beating myself up over my flaws, about making, you know, a single mistake. It was like it was the end of the world. And folks, you just can't do that. And I don't know if it comes with age or wisdom or just getting tired of the way you live your life. I don't know. Maybe it's a combination of all of the above. But I've just gotten to a point in my life where peace and joy and forgiveness and love is a priority. That means more to me than being right, or it means more to me than worrying over something that I have no control over. I have learned to forgive myself and ask forgiveness and move on. What's in the past is in the past, and you can't change the past. You can only learn from the mistakes and do better the next time. But this is merely how I deal with such things in my own life. This is not for everyone. I understand that I have friends who are believers and non-believers. I respect that, and I love each and every one of you. What works for one will not always work for another. We are all individuals, and we are all unique. And the best part of all of this, folks, is there is room for everyone in this world. Without hostility and animosity, believers or non-believers, it doesn't matter. This world is big enough to accommodate all of us. Isn't that a glorious thing? That's just overwhelming and amazing and incredible and so many other things all tied up into one for me. I try not to spend time beating myself up over a bad choice, though. What good does it do, really? What does that resolve? If I beat myself up, am I really loving myself? Am I honoring myself? Am I respecting myself? So when I start to feel down about something, I try to immediately squash that kind of thinking and replace it with something good. Because it is all too easy to stay there in that place of negativity. And the longer that you allow yourself to stay there, the harder it is to find your way out. A person can be their own worst enemy, and I know this from my own experiences. There is a great number of people who have been or are being raised in dysfunctional families. The really scary part is that when they become adults and have families of their own, they oftentimes don't recognize the dysfunction, so instead of breaking free from that cycle, they continue the same dysfunction in their own families. This promotes dysfunction from one generation to the next. And where does it stop, folks? Where does it stop? When someone recognizes that there is a problem and decides to change it. But that can take years, quite frankly. An old scenario from years ago sticks in my mind. A person is walking down the street, a street that he or she lives on and walks every day. There is a hole in the street. The person walks up to the hole and falls in. The next day, the person is walking down the same street, sees the same hole, knows it is there, but nonetheless falls in it again. It never crosses the person's mind to just go around. It is a habit. Day after day, the person just keeps on falling into the same hole as she or he walks down the same street daily. Then, one day, the person recognizes that the hole is there and decides to take another option. The person goes around the hole and does not fall in it. We humans have the habit of doing the same things, making the same choices day after day. It is called a routine. We are creatures of habit. We don't have to stay rooted in those old habits, though. It doesn't get you anywhere, but more of the same. It's important that we all know that there are always options. There are always choices. Too often, we just take the easy way out, the path which we are most comfortable with, and we keep making those same choices, even though we know it's not getting us anywhere. Not all of our choices are all bad, but some definitely are not serving any purpose for us. We need to get rid of those thoughts and behaviors that serve us no purpose. We can literally become prisoners of our own mind. Where are you at in your life right now, I ask you again? Is it time to make changes in your life? If you can honestly admit to yourself that you are not happy or feeling the kind of joy that you know you could be experiencing, if you find yourself seriously stressed out much of the time, it is time for change. If there is a lack of peace in your life, it is time for a change. If you don't have the time to do the things you enjoy, at least some of the time, or you don't have time to spend it with your family, it is time to make changes in your life, folks. Your life is meant to have joy, peace, happiness, love, contentment. Life isn't supposed to all be work and no play. It's time to evaluate your priorities. Are you loving yourself? Are you loving your family and friends to the fullest of your capability? Perhaps it's time to figure out what is dragging you down in your life. What is keeping you from that love, inner peace, joy, experiencing life as you want it? It's time to find out what's working for you and what is working against you. When you love yourself first, everything else seems to fall into place. It all begins with filling that void, that emptiness inside of yourself first. Finding a good relationship with yourself isn't always an easy task. It can be quite difficult at times, but you can reach your goal. I promise you, if you try hard enough and if you want it bad enough, you can reach your goal. Self-esteem, self-confidence, those things play a major role in what we think about ourselves. Remember, where your mind goes, your body will surely follow. I'm constantly saying that, but it's something to remember. It's something important. Where your mind goes, your body will surely follow. If you think poorly of yourself, then you will create your own reality to reflect your own poor image of yourself. However, it doesn't have to be this way, folks. It really doesn't. You really do have a choice in your life. The choice of the outcome of your life and how you will live your life. You can actually choose to be happy or to be miserable. So why do so many people choose to be miserable? If you have that choice, why do so many people choose to be miserable? It sounds almost crazy, backwards to what most of us think. But these folks truly don't believe that they are worthy of feeling anything else but misery. It's very sad. Everybody deserves love and happiness, no matter what your past has been like. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if you came from the slums. It doesn't matter if you've been in prison. It doesn't matter if you were raised by your grandparents, if you had no education. It doesn't matter whether you've been in an abusive family. It doesn't matter. Everybody deserves love and happiness. And it is never too late to forgive and move on. To change the way you think or feel. To move on to a brighter future. If you see or are around someone on a regular basis who seems to always be down on themselves, please reach out to them. Try to make a difference. Encourage them. Let them know that you see something worthy in them. Take them under your wing. Don't just stand by and do nothing. That's one of the worst things that you can possibly do for someone. Just take them under your wing. Love them. It just might make their day, and it certainly won't hurt to try. What do you stand to lose? Perhaps a little time? When speaking in terms of the well-being of ourselves and other fellow brothers and sisters, folks, time is irrelevant. Really, it is. I'm going to go ahead and take another break and play you a couple of songs, and I'll be right back in a moment.
If I don't have love, I waste my breath with every song I bring. An empty voice, a hollow noise. If I speak with a silver tongue, convince a crowd, but don't have love, I leave a bitter taste with every word I say. So let
Mercedes had a flat. He could see that she was frightened, standing out there in the snow. Till he said, I'm here to help you, ma'am. By the way, my name's Joe. She said, I'm from St. Louis, and I'm only passing through. I must have seen 100 cars go by. This is awful nice of you. When he changed the tire and closed her trunk and was about to drive away, she said, how much do I owe you? Here's what he had to say. You don't owe me a thing. I've been there too. And someone won't help me out, just the way I'm helping you. If you really want to pay me back, here's what you do. Don't let the chain of love end with you. Well, a few miles down the road, the lady saw a small cafe. She went in to grab a bite to eat and then be on her way. But she couldn't help but notice how the waitress smiled so sweet, and how she must have been 8 months along and dead on her feet. No, she didn't know her story, and she probably never will. When the waitress went to get her change from a $100 bill, the lady slipped right out the door, and on a napkin left a note. There were tears in the waitress' eyes when she read what she wrote. You don't owe me a thing, I've been there too. Someone wants to help me out just the way I'm helping you. If you really want to pay me back, here's what you do. Don't let the chain of love end with you. That night when she got home from work, the waitress climbed into bed. She was thinking about the money and what the lady's note had said. As her husband lay there sleeping, she whispered softly, everything's gonna be alright, I love you, Joe.
Welcome back to the Hope Show, folks. I'm so happy to have all of you with me today. If you're just tuning in, we are revisiting what love means to all of us. If you've missed the first half of the show, the entire show will be uploaded onto my podcast page on www.shazizradio.com, so you can listen to it at your convenience at a later time. I want to keep on encouraging each and every one of you to visit my podcast page and leave me some comments or some suggestions as to what you would be interested in hearing on the upcoming Hope Shows. This show is yours. It belongs to my listening audience. And I'm very interested in all of you. And I would like very much to hear from you and know what your input is. All ideas, comments, and suggestions will be considered. So please don't be shy. For all of you who are on Facebook, I have a Hope group as well. That Hope group can be found by searching for Hope, capital H-O-P-E, exclamation mark. It is a blue icon with a white dove, and I hope to see your join requests very soon. The last half of my show, I'm going to be opening the lines up for you to call in to my show. I want to hear from my listeners. If you have something to share with the world about love, then I want you to call in this last half hour of today's show. Be thinking about what you would like to share with the world. When it is time, I will let you know when I'm going to open the lines up for you to call in. I will be using my husband Shaziz's Skype address, so when I give you the cue later on in about 20 to 30 minutes, call in on my husband's Skype address, Shaziz. But for now, like I said, be calling and getting ready to make that call if you wish to do so. As all of you know, my husband and I, our beliefs are very strong on paying it forward to people. Acts of kindness, generosity, compassion, consideration, love, happiness, and being there for those around us to help encourage them. The motto that we live by is treat others the way you would want to be treated yourself. We are very firm in our belief to make a positive impact, a positive ripple in the lives of other people, such as you, our fellow brothers and sisters. It is our goal to reach out to as many people as we can possibly do so in our lifetime. Why not join us in that goal by starting today? If we all work toward the same goal, all wanting it just as badly as the next, with all our heart and soul, we can move mountains, folks. We really can. It's the power of positive thinking. If we all believe we can, then we will. If we don't have the faith or believe in ourselves, then we won't. It's as simple as that. If there is someone out there today listening and you're having trouble loving yourself or loving other people around you, then maybe this message today is for you. I want to recap some old suggestions on ways that you can learn to love yourself. Once you learn how to do this, you can spread your wings like a butterfly and share that love with others. Love is meant to be given and shared freely and unconditionally. It is not meant to be bottled up or have stipulations placed on it. Love is not meant to be obtained through such actions as selfishness or bribery, threats or physical violence. Love is just love. Love is just love. Simple, joyful, peaceful, healthy, wholesome, pure happiness. Love is just love. But here are some of those suggestions. Learn to fall in love with yourself every day. Romance that reflection in the mirror that you see every day. Take the time to nurture yourself. Think of all the good qualities that you have. Accept your flaws. Understand that no one is perfect. We are all humans, and we'll all fall short of the glory of God. But learn to be gentle and kind to yourself, despite those shortcomings. Eliminate self-criticism. Do you often berate yourself for making a mistake? Does that small inner voice in your head tell you that you are no good, that you are stupid, that you are a failure? Do you often find yourself judging yourself in a negative way? Then make every effort, folks, to give yourself some slack and stop doing that. It's not healthy, and it's counterproductive. Be kind and positive to yourself. When you think kindly and positively about yourself, the love you have for yourself will grow. Remember, when you plant positive seeds in your own mind, it will reap good things. But if you sow seeds of negativity and doubt, then that also will be what you reap. Acknowledge all of your efforts. In today's society, everything seems to boil down to one big competition. Life is not a competition. Each person has his or her own journey, and that journey is at the individual pace and uniqueness of its traveler. It's not always about winning or who comes out on top. Many times, it's the effort that you put into it that really counts. If you have given it your very best, then you're already a winner. No matter what anyone might try to say about it, you are a winner. Don't listen to them. Let go of your worries. Loving yourself requires that you let go and leave behind your worries. Living your life in worry and fear is a horrible way to live, folks. I can relate to this because I used to be a horrible worrier. I worried about anything and everything under the sun, literally. Sometimes I think I just worried for the sake of worrying. It was a habit that I couldn't break free from. It was a miserable time in my life that spanned many years. But eventually, as I got older, I got tired of putting myself through that kind of misery. I came to the realization that you cannot worry about something. If you can't change it, there's no sense in worrying about it. There's no sense in putting yourself through all that misery if you can't control it, and you don't, if it's beyond your control, there's just no point. It's not going to make change happen, make results happen any faster. All you're doing is making yourself sick for nothing, because we are not in control of some things, folks, and the faster we learn this, the much better off we'll be. It is not our timing, but God's timing, and when the time is right, the results will come, but not a minute sooner. When I came to that realization, then I was able to let go of the worrying, have a little faith, and learn some patience to just wait on things to work themselves out when the time was right. I had also come to the realization that God only put each of us on this earth for a predetermined amount of time, and I had already wasted half of my life on such foolishness as worrying. Worrying had robbed half of my life and stolen all those years that I could have been spent enjoying my life and living in peace. What a real eye-opener, folks, to realize that you have spent half of your life being focused on the wrong thing. Things, thoughts, that serve no good purpose but to just drain you, deplete you. I can't get all those years back, but I can choose not to live my future like that. I can choose to live out the remaining years that I have, living in faith. Hindsight is always better than foresight. There are a lot of things that I regret not learning at a younger age, but it was not my time. Or perhaps it's the fact that sometimes I have a very hard, stubborn head, and sometimes you just have to hit me over the head by a 2x4 to really grab my attention on things. But folks, you can't dwell on such things as the what-ifs, the could-have-beens, or the should-have-beens. So make the choice right now to stop worrying and start living. Trust yourself. Have confidence in your own abilities. Know that you have the ability to make change happen. Yes, you do. Forgive yourself. If you have made mistakes in your past, as we all have, it's time to let go. It's time to forgive yourselves. There is no need to keep beating yourself up over it. If there is emotional baggage, make the choice to set it free, right now. If you have a grievance with someone, perhaps you can call them, talk to them, ask forgiveness, or be willing to forgive someone else. Apologize if necessary. Own the mistake if you caused it. If all else fails, write a journal or a letter. Make peace with your grievances and let them go. It's done. What is in the past is in the past. Nothing can be done about that now. Don't let it keep having a hold over you. Set it free. Set yourself free. Haven't you punished yourself enough? I guarantee you that the other person involved hasn't given you another thought. They aren't suffering, but you are. Be truthful to yourself. At all times, be true to yourself. Loving yourself requires that you can be completely honest with yourself at all times. If you are happy, acknowledge the joy. If you are sad or angry, acknowledge those feelings too. When you are true to yourself, then you don't have to worry about burying negative feelings. This can provide you with a time of healing and self-growth in a way that you have never experienced it before. Grow spiritually. When you spend time growing spiritually, loving yourself becomes automatic. You become more at peace, more connected, kind, compassionate, and loving. Nurturing your mind will naturally make you love yourself even more. Express gratitude. Cultivate an appreciation for your own strengths and talents. Feel gratitude that you are still alive and well. Be thankful for all the blessings and that you still have another day on this earth to do good works for your fellow brothers and sisters. Nurture your dreams. Don't deny yourself a dream or a goal. It's very important to have a vision, a direction, something that will give your life purpose. Boost your own self-confidence. If you know that you are particularly good at something, set aside time to indulge yourself. Improve yourself. Reward yourself for a job well done. And relax. Give yourself space to take a breath now and then. In doing so, you're taking care of your own well-being. This means that you think you are worthy of some quality time for yourself. Read a book. Enjoy the silence. Listen to some of your favorite music. Just do something for yourself. I have two more suggestions, but I want to take a brief moment to remind you that in a very short while, approximately maybe 5 minutes or give or take a few, I'm going to open the lines up for you to call in on Skype and share with me your opinion of love and share with me some wonderful experience you've had in your life. I'm going to give these final two suggestions for loving yourself, and then I'm not sure if I'm going to play a song or not. I'm running a little short on time because I want to definitely open the lines up for all of you to call in and share with me what's on your mind. But be thinking about what you are going to share with us when I do give you the cue to call in. Remember to have fun in your life. Life isn't always meant to be taken so seriously. If you don't take time to smell the roses, you're going to miss out on a lot of joyful things in your life. If you don't take time out of your busy day to enjoy the little things, you will find yourself unhappy and growing old before your time. As I said earlier, I used to have a real problem in this area of my life myself. But after I met my very dear husband, I learned to lighten up a bit. You can't be around my husband and still take life too seriously. My husband knows how to have fun. This is one of the many great things that I have learned from my husband, that it is okay to have a little fun, laugh a little, stop to smell the roses and see all the beauty that is before you. Laughter is great medicine for the soul. And last but not least, folks, learn to see the beauty all around you. Everywhere you go, even the beauty that's within yourself. Take time to smell some flowers. Listen to the rain. Play in the snow. Enjoy the sight of a beautiful rainbow. A child's laughter. Spending time with those dearest to you. Spend time lazing in the sun, watching those puffy clouds float over your head. There are so many things that we take for granted each and every day. We just need to take the time to notice and feel our environment. See the colors all around you. Feel the wind in your hair or the sun on your face. Go for a drive and witness all the beautiful changing colors of the leaves in the autumn. I'm going to go ahead and take a break. I think I have time for one song. And after I get done with this one song, I'm going to open the lines up for you to call in and share with the world what you have to say about love. And after this one song, my husband will be joining me and co-hosting with me while the lines are opened for my listening audience. So I hope you enjoy this one song, and I will be right back again. I am using my husband Shaziz's Skype address, Shaziz, and so once I get done playing this one song, Lord, folks, you have about 3 minutes possibly. And when this song is over, I encourage every one of you, just open the floodgates. open the floodgates, because this last portion of my show is for you. It's for you to say what is on your mind, to share something with the rest of the world. So here's the song, folks. 3 minutes. Everybody, now is the time we've all been waiting for at this show. Now is the time for you to call into the Hope Show and share with me some wonderful experiences you've had with love, or share something insightful for the world to hear. I just ask that no one does any cursing or anything on here, and just let it be full of love and peace, and call in, folks. Just call in. Let the floodgates begin. I want to hear from each and every one of you. I'm using my husband Shaziz's Skype address, Shaziz, and he's sitting here beside me co-hosting with me. And I'm looking forward to hearing from you. So let's start making those calls, folks.
Hi, everybody. How's it going?
So, Shaziz, put you on the spot here for a moment. What does love mean to you?
Well, it looks like we got a caller here. Hold
yeah,
on.
Yeah, we got our first caller, Megan Griffin. Hello, Megan. It's nice of you to join us today. What would you like to say?
You're live on air, brother.
All right. I don't really know what to say. I kind of thought there would be questions or something.
All right. Well, here's the question. Is there anything good in your life going on right now?
Yes, actually. With your help, I kind of just recently finished one of my projects that took about four, maybe 5 months and over $300.
Awesome.
Well, glad to be of service, brother. If you need any other help, that's great. So, what do you think about the whole subject of life and love and all that kind of stuff?
What does love mean to you?
Wow.
That's a pretty big question, ain't it?
Yeah.
So when you look at the grand scheme of everything out there in the world, what's the best tool that you think that mankind has to make in a world a better place for all of our kids and their future?
This may sound a little cheesy, but I have to think empathy.
That's very good. That's very important. You have to be able to empathize with, I can't even say the word, empathize with people. that's key.
If you were the one driving the ship, so to speak, as far as the world, what do you think you could do to guide the world down a better path? You know, what would you say to the world if you had an opportunity to say it?
Probably something to the extent of if I was leader of the world itself.
Yeah.
Not just America. Oh, leader of the world. I'd have to probably go into every secret government, you know, facility that they're researching things and just bring everything to the public.
That sounds like a good plan.
I mean, you know, even if it's like something dangerous or whatever, the world still needs to know about it.
That's true. Yeah.
You put all the information out there on the table for everyone to sort through. That's kind of what we do on the Knights of the Round Table. That shows tomorrow if you care to join in and become one of the Knights of the Round Table. That'd be a good deal to talk about.
Is that similar to Tom Bearden's Excalibur briefing thing?
No, this is essentially a platform for everyone to get together and be able to talk about things that's going on in the world. And you know, we don't always have to agree on things, but we agree to disagree in a respectful manner, and we just bring solutions and good ideas to the table. It could be anything from alternative energy to alternative food, or, you know, just something that needs to be addressed. That see, we got a pretty good-sized network going on, and so there might be somebody in your neighborhood who can help you out with something, and we can get you in contact with them or whatever. You know, it's just about a bunch of good-hearted souls coming together from around the world and, you know, doing something amazing, like just throwing positive pebbles in the pond to get the world off to a better start than what we've had to deal with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you're always welcome to join in if you like.
I would like to.
Well, tomorrow, same time, same channel. Actually, it's actually a couple hours early. My show is 8 a.m. Central, and from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., the Knights of the Round Table will be on tomorrow.
Okay.
Anyway, what other kind of thoughts you got on your mind?
Mostly just, you know, because I'm not too well off financially right now, so most of my thoughts are just concerned with money.
Well, brother, I don't think you're alone in that deal. There's a whole lot of folks out there in the world that, you know, could use some extra funds to do research and stuff like that, but I keep trying to say this to everybody, and it falls into Beverly's Hope Show and love and all this kind of stuff, is that you can't ever underestimate yourself. You're more powerful than you can possibly imagine. You got the power of the spoken word. You got the power of the pen. You got the power of your actions. And so, literally, you can create a better life for you and those around you just by what it is you choose to do. And so, with that said, you know, a little bit of finances might slow you down in one area, but there's all kinds of other things that you can do, talents that you have that, you know, you can share with the world. You know, maybe you can sing, you know. Maybe you're the best cook in the world. Maybe you're a good carpenter or whatever. Whatever your gift is, and it's my belief that there's not one living soul that hasn't been given some sort of gift in their life that, if they used it properly, could benefit all of the world. And that's pretty much sums it up for what all we're trying to accomplish here.
I don't know what your circumstances are there, but have you thought of, you know, as Shaziz was saying about your talents and things, if you're good at doing mechanics or something like that, have you thought of maybe putting yourself out there for a handyman or something, maybe doing some odd jobs and such? And I don't know where you live or what is accessible to you, but I know where we live at, there are certain things like Catholic Charities or food banks and things like that that would also assist you in your time of need too.
But
well, there are some things like that, but most of them are either beyond my reach, mm-hmm. as in I, you know, in order to save on bus fare, because that adds up after a while,
yes.
I tend to try and go places on my bike or
yes.
walk if I can.
Yes.
And so they're either beyond my reach or beyond my time.
Yes.
Like I have other things, because, you know, I have a full-time job right now.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it was lucky that y'all caught me today, because this is my off day.
Well, you know, one of the other things that we got in the works is virtual labs, and once we get that together, there'll be folks from all over the globe. You know, we bring brilliant minds together, and whatever resources I might have access to, I can share with you, and vice versa, you know, so we can actually get some of our projects done. I know you're interested in alternative energy. We spoke before. And so with that said, once we get virtual labs up and running, everybody can benefit from that, from all the connections that we've got around the globe.
Sorry, when you originally said that, it made me think of, I don't know if you've heard of the show Eureka, bringing all the brilliant minds of the world in one place.
Well, somebody's got a good idea out there then. If there's a show out there like that, that's what we need. And that's essentially what we do here on Awake Radio, No Borders, and Shaziz Radio, and all the other networks that we rebroadcast through, is bringing brilliant minds, loving hearts from around the world, and giving the world a chance at, you know, hope. You know, there's a whole lot of things that goes on in this world. Not all of them are good. And I had thought about it some time back, you know, if all the good people decide not to get into the fight because all hope seems to be lost, then nothing will ever get accomplished. You know, and on the path that we're on right now, I don't know what your religious views are, and that doesn't necessarily matter, but in my religious views in the Book of Revelations, it talks about, you know, the all the bad things that will happen one day, you know. I don't believe that that's written in stone. I believe that humanity has the power through hope, love, and peace to actually do something. Now, getting everybody on board together is another thing, and that's what we're hoping to do, is to bring about change. You know, no matter what somebody's religious belief is, we're all in the same boat together. And so with that said, we need to work together. We need to learn to put our differences aside and do something good to bring about hope, peace, and love, and true change to the world, not what we hear via the slick-tongued politicians that get themselves elected by promising prosperity and love and peace for everybody. You know, it's going to be a ground-level thing, you know, a we-the-people kind of thing. What do you think?
I think so, too. But mainly, I think that everything would be a whole lot better if people, because see, whenever I realized, I don't know if you may have heard of the book, the e-book, A Practical Guide to Free Energy, I actually stumbled on that by accident, and then it was on chapter 10 on the automotive system piece, and I, you know, started researching, you know, trying to get the whole book, and once I realized that there was this whole world of just, free energy, and like almost like it was almost as if someone had just informed me and proved to me without a doubt that magic was real. Like, that's the amazement that I felt when I realized that all this free energy technology and, you know, cures for cancer.
Well, brother, truthfully, magic is real. You know, look at yourself. Look at the people around you. It's an amazing thing, you know. The power of love itself is just so incredible. I mean, you know, you can walk into a room with a frown on your face, and if you keep that frown on your face long enough, everybody else is frowning. They don't know why, because we're all interconnected. We all are energy. We're pure energy. And, you know, we were created that way for a purpose.
Moods are contagious.
Yeah. You go in that same room with a big old smile on your face, and no matter what people say or do, you just keep on smiling. You keep on smiling, and eventually everyone else is smiling. They don't know why. They might be wisecracking, you know, what's he on or whatever. But the fact of the matter is, just with that little smile, you was able to change the atmosphere in that room. And that's what Beverly and I are talking about. You know, spreading those positive pebbles of hope and peace and love to the world is an easy thing. And it doesn't cost nothing. What do you think, Beverly?
Well, and, you know, that goes back to, even if, you know, smiles and moods are contagious, well, that also goes along with, you know, love and peace and things of that nature, too, because if you have love in your heart and you give love to someone and you have a peaceful spirit or a calming spirit and you go into that room, you know, it's going to have a loving or a calming or a peaceful effect on those that you are around as well. And people pick up on that and they sense that. And, you know, having that type of spirit, a loving, calm, and peaceful spirit, can diffuse anger.
Yeah, and even in science itself, you know, there's a negative and there's a positive, you know. And you can't have one without the other. So we do got our work cut out for us as far as trying to bring about some love to the world, but it's not beyond the realms of possibility. You know, the more smiles you throw out there, the more positive pebbles, the better we can make this world. And it's not just for us. I mean, like, you know, you're still young. Beverly and I, well, you know, we're getting up there a little bit. You know, we're not antique yet. Well, I am. She but
I just kind of looked at him like, really?
Yeah, I guess I'm past antique. I'm classic. Anyway, besides all that, we've had pretty good lives. We've got to enjoy a whole lot of stuff and seen a lot of the world. And so, you know, it's kind of like our duty, because of those who came before us, who paved the road for us to have a decent life. We need to do the same for our children and our children's children. You know, when we're gone, you're going to be one of the folks that be in charge of the world after that. You know, all the youth and the people younger than you, you'll have to kind of show them the way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, my mom would be like, when you're in charge of the, when your generation's in charge of the world, I don't want to be alive.
See, that's all the more important. We've got to change that.
Well, I think that just talking with you today probably touched your life and put a few ideas in your head, you know? What do you feel? You know, and so you are the youth, and so if you keep on doing the same thing and that positive pebble kind of, you know, things kind of seem to roll downhill. You know, if you get the ball rolling, it'll roll real good, and just like a snowball, pick up more people on the way, you know, and bringing more people with like mind together to throw out more positive pebbles, and eventually you got a nice world to live in. Otherwise, you know, if we all just kind of sit back and complain about everything that's bad in the world and never do nothing for it, then, you know, what we leave behind will be just a mess. And I, for one, and I'm sure Beverly will agree, I want to leave you guys a good world.
Yes. Well, I think the point that you made earlier about empathy, I think that's one of the most very important things that you can have for each other, because if you don't have empathy towards someone, then you can't understand, you can't attempt to at least put yourself in someone else's shoes and see how they would feel if you know, you were in their shoes. I mean, if you're just talking to somebody, you know, people oftentimes, you know, I'm sure you've met people who you really need an ear you know, someone to listen to you, and you can tell when somebody has empathy for you, or if they're just like, yeah, okay, uh-huh, okay, just agreeing with everything that you say. And that's one of the worst, loneliest feelings ever, when you're in a situation like that and you need someone and you know that the person you're speaking to is just not getting it. They're just not there.
Yeah, it's wisdom. Listening can be a pretty powerful deal because people, you know, they need to be heard. You know, a little while ago I was sitting in the other room listening to my wife's show, and I looked over and I seen this really beautiful photo that we've got that we took together. And I happened to notice that it was had some dust on it. And so I picked that thing up, tried to wipe it with my hands at first, and it didn't really work, but wasn't willing to give up on it because it should have all the beauty to it. So I found the little duster thing and cleaned it off, and I set that photo back down, and it hit me like a ton of bricks. Sometimes you can inadvertently neglect things that are so important in life, you know, they get a little dusty. So every once in a while, you need to pick up your smile and dust it off. Throw it around, you know. Get some use out of it. That's that kind of stuff.
Well, it's all too easy, I think, you know, when you get so busy in your life that you take things for granted and you forget just how truly blessed you are to have whatever it is in your life.
And that's another one of the big things that I came about out of me just picking that photo up and dusting it off was to realize how truly blessed I am. You know, Beverly and I, we've got a great love, and it's an amazing thing. It's something that we decided a long time ago, and that's the reason why we do our radio shows, that since we are so blessed with everything that we've got, then we're going to try to do the best we can to spread that love around, you know, let other people feel the way that we feel. And so, you know, if your life ain't going so well, you need an ear to talk to, you can call us up anytime you like. That's what Beverly's Hope Show's for, and the Knights of the Round Table, and even on my Mad Science channel. If I'm on my Mad Science channel and you're feeling bummed out or something, you just need an ear, heck, call in. Tell the world what's on your heart.
And, you know, as far as I've got my cell phone connected to Facebook for any of you listeners out there who do have Facebook. You can look me up at Beverly Wilson Rollins, and I get notifications on my phone if I have something on Facebook, and so, you know, I'm accessible by that means as well, or by my Hope group if you'd like to join that group later on and things like that. So, you know, I'm not always on the computer as Shaziz is, but I am accessible by my phone, and I am more than happy to stop what I'm doing and talk with any of you.
And we have another thing going on, and my friend Muddy Mudman, he's also an alternative energy guy. He keeps it going because he believes in the dream just like I do. And it's called Shout It From a Mountain. And so maybe you ain't feeling comfortable to come on air about something. Maybe you got something you want to say. You know, it's about, you know, if you could stand on top of a mountain and you could tell the entire world something and they would have to hear what you was going to say, you know, spreading some hope, peace, and love to the world, or just some good advice, or maybe you just want to sing a song. You can make up an MP3 and send it over to us, and we'll throw it on the auto DJ for when we're not on the air. People still get to hear your message 24/7, and we can play it live on air. Or you can just come on the show while Muddy's doing that particular episode, Shout It From the Mountain, or there's an email there. I can't remember the email address, but sure, we can get that to you if you need it. But there's a whole lot of options here, a whole lot of possibilities. You got Awake Radio, really good people over there. My friend Granada Steve over there, awesome guy. Paula, awesome lady. I mean, we got some hosts from their show that come on and simulcast with us. And No Borders, that's a lot of good folks over there as well. So these are all different places where you can get in contact with good people and, you know, find some help if you need help, or just find somebody to hang out with, some friends, meet some new friends. Not just friends from your town, but friends from all over the world. Friends from Ireland and Scotland and Russia and China and Canada and just about everywhere you can think. I mean, it's an amazing thing we got going on, and we're trying to keep the ball rolling. What do you think of that whole deal? Is that a whole lot to absorb in?
Well, yes and no. It's mostly I've been the one that's trying to get people to believe me about it. So to actually hear someone else, you know, saying that that's what we need to do is just amazing.
That affirmation.
Yeah, well, brother, you came to the right spot, and you know, here's a good example of how you can get other people to at least come and listen. Is just lead your life by example. That's it. That's as simple as that. Whatever you do in your life, people look from the outside looking in on your life, and they see that there's something working out for you. Hey, every time I see old Jonathan, he's got a big old smile on his face, you know, and they like it, and they want to know what it is that makes you smile. And you tell them all the good things in your life, and if there's something in your life that's worth adopting into their life, they'll follow you that way. And that's the best way to go about it. You know, you don't have to get out there and stand on a street corner and shout, the world's coming to an end. You just lead your life the best you possibly can, and you treat other people the best you can, and then everything else falls into place. What do you think, lady?
Well, I was wanting to add something. Honey, I don't know exactly what your financial circumstances are or what your needs are. And, you know, I'm not even sure quite where you live at. But I do know that, and I don't know what your frame of mind is, you know, how you feel about things, you know, just how far, you know, down you are or how far up you are or whatever. But I do know that from my own experiences that, you know, life will always give you challenges and life will always test you. And, you know, you just can't let yourself get down about it. And, you know, it's just never give up, because that light at the end of the tunnel is just around the corner, and if you give up too soon, you may never get that light that was just around the corner that you missed out on because you gave up too soon. And I do feel like in my own life and in my own experiences that just when things seem so hopeless and I just felt so down and out and I didn't know where my next dollar was going to come from and I was worried sick, you know, I don't know where you're at in your spiritual thing, but I do know that from my own belief, God always provides at the right, perfect timing, you know, just when you think you have nothing left to give and no place to go. It's just around the corner, honey. Don't give up.
Yeah, from our belief system, you know, the good Lord don't always give you what you want, but he always gives you what you need. If you look back into your life and you think about the pluses of your life, there's always kind of been somebody there in case you needed something, you know, somebody give you a meal or somebody give you a roof over your head. You know, some folks stuck outside there in the world, you know, and nobody else to help them out is for us to try to pick those individuals up and point them in the right direction. You got anything like that that's happened in your life where you were down and everything seemed to work out for you? You know, it didn't make you rich, but you at least had your needs taken care of?
Well, I'll give you a little, like, synopsis of what happened in the past, like, 9 months, which is amazing to me now that I think about it. I was in the system or whatever, not the judicial system, but, like, the foster care system pretty much all my life.
Mm-hmm.
And when, you know, they don't really prepare you for, you know, life. They prepare you for, you know, you need, this is what you need because the law says that we have to give it to you.
Yeah.
And so when I aged out, they're pretty much like, oh, okay, sorry, well, good luck.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was pretty much homeless and nothing. And then within a matter of 9 months, I went from, just from seeming chance, people came into my life or events happened that, like, I almost got hit by, I think it started when I almost got hit by a car on my bicycle, and when I stopped, this person came up to me and asked me if I was okay, and I was like, yeah, I'm fine, and she kind of looked at me, and she's like, you're homeless, aren't you? And I was like, how could you tell? And she's like, well, one, because you smell like you haven't showered in a week, you know, two, because you look really downtrodden. And that was the person that actually invited me, not into her house per se, but just to give me kind of like a roof over my head type thing. And then I had to leave in the morning. But you know, and then after that, people from her church, you know, and someone from her church found someone who had, who they worked out together at the local Y, and then he, it turned out that this man was, renting rooms out of his house because he was, you know, lonely and he needed someone to help around the house because he's, you know, getting older. And so, in a matter of 9 months, I now have a house, a job, and, you know, I'm almost ready to graduate high school.
Well, see that,
Amen.
Brother? That is
awesome.
A prime example.
See, look at all those blessings that came from that.
And it
would
have never happened if the
That one person, that one ripple.
Had not almost hit me with my bicycle, because I never would have stopped, and I would have kept on going back to the homeless shelter, and likely as not, I would still be there today.
That's a wonderful testimony. Thank you so much for sharing that. That is wonderful.
Yeah, in our beliefs, the Lord works in mysterious ways, brother. You know, it may have took that one little swerve over with the car to try to send somebody right in your path. And so with that said, you know, that's still an amazing story. No matter what your belief system is, there's a true testament of hope coming from your story there, Jonathan.
I mean, that's only the, like, bare essentials. It's like, you know, many more, like if I related to you, it would sound like complete coincidence, but...
I don't believe in coincidences. Everything happens for a reason.
Yeah, and that story warms my heart, puts a smile on my heart, because I'm glad to hear that something has worked out for you, and I think you're on the right path, and as long as you stay on that path, everything's going to go well for you. I think that, you know, you got an interest in alternative energy, and if you ever need any help with that, you got friends out here now that would be more than happy to help you out. And so, brother, congratulations. You got something good going on. Keep it.
That's awesome. And, you know, and right now where you're at, I know you're having some financial difficulties and things, but every time you think about your financial situation or whatever other situations you might find yourself in, go back to what you just told us, what you just shared with the world. Go back 9 months and see how far you have came, and you have prevailed, man. You have done a good thing, and what a testimony, what a blessing, you know, that in itself, no matter what you're going through, doesn't compare to where you were 9 months ago.
Yeah, and the best thing about it is, you know, the sun comes up every morning. No matter what you did yesterday, you got a clean slate for tomorrow, you know, the today thing. And so, with that said, if there's something that ain't working out in your life, kind of prioritize a little bit, reassess all your assets, and basically maneuver things around to make it everything better, you know?
You know, sometimes I tell myself, you know, whenever, you know, I want more, or I think I need more, or whatever, you know, I always tell myself, you know, thank God that, what is that saying, thank God I'm not where I used to be.
I can't remember, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean,
look,
I
am now.
I may not be where I want to be, but thank God I'm not where I used to be.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, Jonathan. Well, we're coming down to like the last 7 minutes of the show. You want the last word to give somebody some peace and hope out there with your story there?
I don't really know how I would do that. So
just tell them that, look, there is hope. That's as simple as I can say it. You've lived it.
Well, yeah, I guess. I mean,
well, you've been a true blessing to me just listening to you and your testimony this morning. I mean, I am so proud of you. I am so proud of you. I love you.
That's a good thing, brother. So, thanks a lot, Jonathan, for coming on the show, and you're welcome if you want to join in on the nights and talk about some alternative energy or what we were talking about earlier. You know, it's pretty much any subject, you know, for the taking there. It's everybody's platform. And so with that said, I better give Beverly back her show before she beats me up or something.
God bless you and keep you safe, Jonathan.
Take care, brother. We'll catch up with you later.
All right. Thank you.
Oh.
Sorry about that, Jonathan. Didn't mean to hang up on you.
Okay, well, I want to thank everybody for joining me today, and thank you, Jonathan, for that wonderful message that you had and for calling in and participating on the Hope Show today. And it's been a great show, everybody. It really has, and it's just awesome. I'm just kind of overwhelmed a little bit by what Jonathan said. I'm still stuck on what he said, so I've kind of lost my train of thought because I'm just so proud of him. And wow, that's all I can say is wow. It was great stuff. But I also want to thank my husband, Shaziz, for being my co-host and sidekick here for the last portion of my show. It's been a lot of fun. And so I'm going to wrap this up right now by playing a song as soon as my husband quits typing here so I can get to my song.
All right, go ahead. Sorry.
But I hope you've all enjoyed my message today. I really appreciate all of you joining me. I love you guys. And so here we go. Until next Saturday, same time, same place, when we meet again, my dear friends. I'm giving you lots of air hugs out there, and God bless each and every one of you.
Peace and love, everyone.
Peace and love.
About the generations, and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children, so that they know it's a better world for them, and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. Was brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. This place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there. If you care enough for the living, make a little space. Make a better place. Heal the world. Make it a
worry.